83,000 Arizona students are struggling to pass state English and math standards because of a law that's nearly two decades old and which has been proven ineffective. That law was the result of a ballot measure in 2000 that forced non-English speakers to only speak English in school, the idea being they would pick up the language more quickly. But not only are so-called ELL students passing the AZ merit test in English at a rate of just 4%, they're also falling behind their English-speaking peers in math and other subject areas. Now the state school's chief is making moves to change that. After the state legislature failed to refer or repeal the ELL law to the voters last legislative session, Superintendent of Public Instruction Kathy Hoffman is making a repeal her top priority for 2020. Dylan Rosenblatt with the Arizona Capital Times has reported on this, and he sat down with me to explain how exactly we got here. I began by asking him why, even with some momentum, the repeal didn't make it to Governor Ducey's desk in the last legislative session.
So Republican Representative John Fillmore had sponsored a measure to refer to the ballot that would eventually repeal this English immersion law. And this law was approved by the voters back in 2000, mm-hmm. pretty heavily too. And since then, there's been all these efforts to kind of water it down a little bit. Like it didn't have the attention that what voters had approved back in 2000. So there was one effort already to reduce the amount of time that kids are in this class for 4 hours down to two. That was another bill that was sponsored by Republican Senator Paul Boyer, which passed through both houses, House and Senate, unanimously. Ducey signed, that was one of the first bills he signed last session. Mm-hmm. So Rep. Fillmore wanted to have a ballot referral that let's repeal this altogether. And it went through the House 59-1 and never made it to the full Senate.
What would be the next step if, in fact, it were to go to the ballot? And let's say voters do decide to repeal it. Are there ideas out there now for what it would look like?
So not as an actual replacement. Like, it's just a repeal. It would just remove this now two-hour block that these non-English-speaking kids have to go through during their school year. And certain ideas are that these kids are able to learn how to speak English better by being with their English-speaking classmates, the native speakers here. Mm-hmm. And Fillmore also said to the Senate Education Committee, which is as far as his measure actually made it, it made it through unanimously. All eight senators voted for it. Mm-hmm. And he said to that committee, it's not just for these non-English speakers to learn English in these classes with their peers throughout the day, but it's the native speakers are able to pick up other languages, because when you're communicating back and forth with one another, you're more likely to pick up whatever language that the person you're talking to is their native tongue. Mm. So it's supposed to help all students and not just the ones who are being isolated from their peers.
So I want to come back, if we can, a little bit. As you mentioned, voters, by a pretty good margin, approved English immersion in 2000, this particular program. And yet at the same time, obviously, if there's bipartisan support for changing it, repealing it, whatever it may be, what were the biggest complaints about how the program was actually implemented? I mean, in terms of, is there more to it than what you just said about having students together more in that sense? Were there logistical things? Were there problems with how schools were implementing it? Any other concerns like that?
So I know one of the big complaints is if you have teachers that are trying to teach children who don't speak the native language of English in this country, that it's going to slow the rest of the classroom down, which is why they implemented this four-hour block when it was 4 hours up until this most recent session, which was finally, it shrunk down.
Yeah.
So that was one of the biggest complaints. And it just, I think voters back in 2000s, like again, like nearly 20 years later, think so many things have changed since then. But back in 2000, I think the idea was there's going to be a specific class that will help them get brought up to speed. I don't think they realize how much it's going to take away from them while they're in this four-hour block. Mm-hmm. The students aren't able to spend 4 hours a day with their other peers who, like I said earlier, already speak the language and are able to help them communicate and learn. It's like, but in one case, in the story that I wrote for the Arizona Capital Times, I spoke to a woman named Raina Montoya, who back in 2003 was a 13-year-old going through the English immersion program. Mm-hmm. And she was super bright in math. Her teacher told her that she should be in the honors program, but the honors program would not work with her schedule because she had this four-hour block of trying to learn English.
Interesting. Okay. So going forward then, whatever step we're at right now, Superintendent Kathy Hoffman, is she leading the pack on this? Is she really deciding, okay, this is a major priority for me? Where does she stand in terms of what she's going to want to do with the legislature?
Her priorities for the next session in 2020 are, and especially with this, are kind of mirroring what she did in her first session.
Okay.
There was the No Promo Homo repeal, mm-hmm. which was this long mandated law that was in Arizona, and they finally got it to, you know, be removed from statute. And now you have this new voter mandated effort of the English immersion law, and I think she's going to do the same thing where my guess is she'll speak to the Senate Education Committee, tell them that this is something that I want to be repealed for this year, okay. mention that this has been attempted before. It's like it got down to the wire this last session, how much support was behind it. So there's not much that she can do specifically, especially because it's up to the voters, mm-hmm. but she can tell legislators, like, do this bill again. Like, we got so close. It's like, there's nothing stopping us from getting this accomplished again.
If a repeal were to take place, is there the hope that this would somehow really help students in a broader sense, raise test scores, make the school experience actually better? Or is it just that there's cynicism about what has been there so far?
Part of the reason why, and it's getting, like we said, like unanimous bipartisan support, like as much as you can get for it. Republicans and Democrats do not like what the current English immersion class is like, is one, the graduation rates for children that go through these classes are not very high. You're only supposed to be in it for about a year. There are several students who do not test out of it because 1 year isn't enough for them to learn from it. It's like, plus they're falling behind in all of their other classes.
Right.
So with all of these criticisms of this, the next step is voters would, I mean, permitting it gets through both House and Senate in 2020, voters would have the option to say, like, okay, like we agree this isn't the right thing for the students to have, that on the broader scales, like, we think that Rep. Fillmore and the other people who have pushed the same idea would agree that, okay, like, yeah, like these students will learn better from each other with a professor or teacher leading them along the way instead of one person's job being to teach you how to speak the language. Mm-hmm.
It'll be a crowded ballot next year, that's for sure.
Yes, it will.
Dylan Rosenblatt, Arizona Capital Times. Thanks.
Thank you.